Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, it's Kansas City, here I come.
I was hoping you would sing to me today.
Yes. Matt, I wake up every morning and I'm like, how can I serenade the other Matt?
You know, I didn't tell you, but for Christmas, I got a whole karaoke system in the basement, so I'm waiting for you to come over.
I'm coming over and I'm going to bring the portable karaoke system that my kids got for Christmas just in case yours breaks, because we don't want to miss out on that. Well, Matt, here we are. This is our hometown, man. We're going to talk about the top startups in Kansas City. That's, oh man, home field. I'm excited about this one. This is how we're going to start the year. We figured this should be episode one of 2022.
It's not just flyover country. Yeah. We got some stuff going on here.
You know, I'm not going to say this because, well, first off, I want to say something about Kansas City. But Matt, before I do that, I almost forgot to remind you that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Now, in regards to Kansas City, you know, here we are. We mentioned we're in our hometown. If you're not used to listening to the show, we're in the 25th to 30th biggest market in Kansas City. It's not universally exciting. It's not Silicon Valley, but you know, man, I've been a lot of places and I've done a lot of things, and through this podcast and through the clients we have at Full Scale, I've learned that Kansas City's got a pretty awesome startup scene.
Well, did you hear about the big exit that just happened?
Was that Stackify being acquired by Netreo?
No, this little company called Cerner was sold for $28 billion.
Oh, that one.
Are they still considered a startup at 42 years old?
Probably the way that, yes. Yeah. Yeah, they still call Uber a startup. And I saw a preview for a movie about Uber the other day. You're no longer a startup if they've made a movie about you.
That was big news, though, recent in Kansas City. Cerner sold, just like Sprint was sold, right? They're based in Kansas City, too, so... Some big companies that were sold lately around here.
And those are big companies. Big companies. Those aren't startups anymore.
Not startups
the companies
anymore.
We're going to talk about. We've got 11 companies. And I think we should go ahead and get started. And you know what? So first off, a couple things about this list. One, got 11 companies. Two, we are not reading them in the order they are ranked. We're not ranking like you're not number one. You're on the list or you're not on the list. It's just that simple.
You're in alphabetical order today.
List or not list? List or not list? It's very binary. Is the one on the list or is the zero on the list? Zero is not on the list. One is on the list. Okay. First company on the list, Bungie. B-U-N-G-I-I. First off, congratulations to Ben Jackson. Ben was one of the first 10 guests ever on Startup Hustle. So Bungie is a supply chain management solution, but really the best way to describe them is Uber for a pickup truck. And this is really cool. Matt, I think you've used Bungie before.
I haven't used it. I went to buy furniture one day and they were like, it's going to be $250 to be delivered. And I'm like, whatever. And I pulled out Bungie and it was like $50 or something. I don't know. It was way cheaper.
So Bungie has been around for a while. They've raised $13.4 million, but that's not the thing that stands out the most when I think about Bungie. I think about Ben being on Startup Hustle, and we asked him how he got the business started, and he was talking about him and his business partner, and they went to school at K-State, and they're like, we have this really great idea. Where are we going to find investors? And they turned around, and the building they were in had a whole bunch of names written on the wall for donors that had like built whatever hall. Mm-hmm. And so they picked up the phone and start calling, and they found investors. And you know what? That's scrappy shit.
I like it.
Awesome.
That's the hustle
and
right
Ben's
there.
Awesome. I mean, Ben's awesome. He's got a co-founder named Harrison. I don't know Harrison well, but I know him well enough that he's awesome as well. And I'm really proud to have this company be from Kansas City. Bungie, way to go. All right, Watson, what do you got?
All right, so the next company on the list is called First Boulevard. It was formerly called Tenth. It's a new online bank focused on Black Americans. There's a whole wave these days of companies focused on the Black community, and they're one of them. It's founded by Donald Hawkins, who's also been on our show before. Has had a couple other Kansas City startups and done some other things. And you know Donald a little better than I do. Maybe you can add to that. But
well, Donald will have an episode coming out here this month with he and I. He came to the new Startup Hustle studio and we talked all about it. You know, the thing that's crazy is they've reached $20 million.
That is crazy.
It's a lot.
Very crazy. Yeah.
Congratulations, Donald. Donald's a grinder, man. He's been at it. He's done a lot of different stuff. He's a community leader. He's not afraid to speak his mind. I love that too. And, you know, we've gotten to know Donald. Donald has actually been, that'll be his third time on Startup Hustle.
Wow. Yep.
Maybe that's awesome. What we should be tracking here. Well, the number of times guests have, and by the way, whether you've been on the show or not had nothing to do with, I think we've got a great list here today.
We do have a good list.
Being on the show or whether you're our friend or our client or anyone we know had nothing to do with it. We literally,
yeah.
Went for the best 11 companies we could find. But yeah, I mean, Donald's a standout founder. I mean, you meet Donald, you remember Donald.
You know what? And so much of startups, it's the founding team that really makes the difference. And so far on our list, we got some good founders here.
I had an interesting story about Ben Jackson. So we'll tell an interesting one about Donald. Episode 50, we were so proud and so happy that we finally had studio grade microphones. And we got them all set up. We had our little headphones and these like awesome Shure microphones. And Donald came in, recorded. And after we were done, we realized we forgot to assign the microphones to the computer. So it recorded the whole thing through the computer audio. So despite all that hype and drama and everything and our new mics, we had to have Donald back to record episode 50 again. So when Donald came and recorded with me the other day, we sat down in the studio. He looked across the table at me. He said, now, DeCourcy, you remember to turn the microphones on, right? And I was
like, burn. <"Yeah."
laughs> I know. All right, next, Homebase. Go to homebase.ai. There's another one. I consider this to be another one of Kansas City's super founders. You know, Blake's been at this for a while. Blake's been around our startup scene, Blake Miller. This is an IoT company. So Homebase is, they work with lock and security companies to help building space management. And, you know, Blake was in the first 15 guests that we had on Startup Hustle. We're seeing a recurring theme here. You get on Startup Hustle and later you turn into one of your city's top startups. So take note of that.
But, well, Homebase has been at this for 5 years, right? I mean, they've been at this for a long time. And that's the thing, people are listening that have startup ideas. I mean, we're talking about the top startups, and some of these are not necessarily that they started a year ago. They've been at this for a while. And it takes a while to get going.
Do you remember Blake teaching us about time arbitrage? I had never heard that term or considered it before that episode. And that time is very finite. You can't make more of it. You have the same amount every day. So the way that you use it is how you arbitrage it. So he was, I remember specifically, I didn't have to go back and listen to the episode. He was talking about a dryer that folded your laundry for you or something like that. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, but if you get back that 20 minutes, you've arbitraged that into something else. I'm like, okay.
Can watch more Netflix.
Yeah. So next, Matt, what do you got? Who do you got?
All right. So next on the list is Kinzen. They provide wearable tech to monitor key physiological indicators for each worker, such as core body temperature, heart rate, and exertion levels. Now, I think this would be really good for me because I feel like I get stressed out easily and I'm overworked while I'm working, and maybe this could help detect that.
Yeah, I'm thinking anything that probably detects my lack of activity. Does if it shocks me to do something, that might be more effective. Maybe we should bring that up.
Definitely
Nora Levinson, their founder, would want to know that. Now, Laura has not been on the show. Laura, come on, be on the show.
Well, I think we're definitely a few years from now, you'll get up every morning, you'll go to the bathroom and stuff, and it's going to give you an instant rating of your your urinology and all that. And you're going to, you know, the wearable devices are going to tell us, you know, all these things. It's crazy, but it's a cool world that we live in to be able to do this. And I could definitely see this if you had employees that are working out in the heat and all that kind of stuff, being able to track them and know how they're doing and how they're feeling. I'm sure there's a lot of great use cases for this technology.
Yeah, Kinzen's raised over $9 million, been around for about 5 years. Congratulations, Nora and Kinzen. Y'all are killing it. All right, next, Modern Health. All right, Caressa Hutchinson has been on the show before and is also one of our featured startups from Kansas City, who will have an episode with her and I talking about what they're doing. Now, you know, Caressa is a registered nurse who saw the need for some telehealth type solutions and has killed it since then. I mean, we've got an undisclosed funding amount, but the partnerships and role, she's now operating in 30 different states.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
which can't and that be was easy not in healthcare case. With all the regulations and crap you got to deal with.
So Modern Health is basically like having a project manager for your own health plan. So someone, you know, that can quarterback and keep that together. And, you know, as someone who has dealt with a parent who has had health issues this year, I have a whole new appreciation for the value of what that like project manager type. So for example, you'll have someone that's assigned to you and they're helping you get your appointments, making sure you do all of it. It's a modern universal approach to, you know, being able to help people. And a lot of places, the clients / users / patients are in places where healthcare, like if you live in rural Kansas, your ability to just get here, Matt and I are in the city, and if we can go any direction, we can go northeast, south, or west, we're going to run into a doctor or hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Soon enough.
I'm 10 Not minutes away case. From 4 or 5 major yeah. hospitals.
Yes. So when Kinzen tells you that you need the doctor, you can then go quickly. And then afterward, when you have the needs, Modern Health can help you with the project management. If you have a hard time getting into your apartment, Homebase can unlock the door for you. If... I'm not sure that
and Bungie you will and deliver I, your medical equipment.
Bungie will deliver your walker or whatever you need. I don't think are able to open accounts at First Boulevard. We'll reach out to Donald and see if we can get an exemption on that. But all right. So Matt, before we go next on the list, a quick reminder, today's episode of Startup Hustle is sponsored by Fullscale.io. That's the company that Matt and I own together. We help companies build teams of software experts. We have over 200 employees. We've delivered over a million, Matt, we've delivered over a million service hours. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Dude, that's 125,000 8-hour days. That's how many you worked this year, right?
Yes, all of them.
Yeah, fullscale.io. We'll even rent you Watson if you're willing to pay for him. All right.
All right. So the next one on the list is Milo, which is one of the largest independent and unbiased insurance brokers that uses AI and other recommendation engines to match a customer to the type of insurance they're looking for. And as somebody who has bought insurance for a company before, as well as personal insurance, like, you know, there's like millions of insurance carriers out there, but you never feel like you're getting the best deal and finding the right one for what you need. You know, having a solution like this is really powerful. Some of us have maybe used things before where you go online and you fill out something and then like 73 people call you the next day. So
it happened to me yesterday.
Yeah, that's no fun. So hopefully they get you to the two that you need to talk to and not and I believe with Milo you can even just buy the plans right online. So it's a cool solution.
Well, Dave Embry, he's a Startup Hustle alumnus.
Yep.
A couple years ago. I'm really spot. We don't need a machine learning algorithm to figure this out. So clearly there's a direct correlation with being on Startup Hustle and later being in the city's top startups. All right, next, Replica, led by CEO Nick Bowden. This is a data analytics and transportation platform. It's an enterprise data platform that delivers critical insights about the built environment, next generation urban planning, and a whole lot of other stuff that cities need that helps them answer key questions related to transportation and land use. Now, Replica is one of the top funded companies on our list. They've raised $52 million. That's a lot, Matt. Yeah, you can build some stuff with 52 mil last time I checked.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Now, broke the theme, though. He's not been on Startup Hustle.
Yeah. All right. So next on the list, we've got Simplify with two Y's. It's a technology solution for property management companies. So people who own a lot of apartments and things like that have their own struggles of, you know, dealing with all of their renters and taking care of the properties and maintenance and communicating with people and getting them to pay their rent and all sorts of stuff. And so they have a solution to help with all of that. And I have a feeling just dealing with a whole bunch of renters on its own would be a huge pain in the ass, let alone all their complaints and problems. So having some software to collect all those complaints could be very helpful.
Yeah, we had one of the co-founders of Simplify has been on Startup Hustle, and we talked all about it. And, you know, so much of the problem that they're solving, especially during a pandemic, like this is, you know, the ability to interface with people that rent properties. And, you know, I didn't realize we talked when we go back to Homebase and Blake Miller. One of the things when an episode Blake had been on, he was talking about that an hour spent by a maintenance man or maintenance person at an apartment complex, for the most part, 65% of that hour is getting keys and getting access and not necessarily doing stuff. So like, for example, being able to open the door right there and then close it, like it arbitrages that time back. Well, the same thing goes with some of the stuff that Simplify does, especially like, so Matt, if you own an eightplex, is that an octoplex? If you own an octoplex and you have eight different tenants, you want them to tell you when things are falling apart so you can repair that.
Yeah.
But if it's not easy or you don't have a streamlined process for doing that, not only is it difficult to get things repaired, it's people just won't tell you in some cases. And so then COVID made that even worse. They raised these funds primarily after I did the show, because I remember talking to the other co-founder about this and, you know, just, you know, they clearly gaining traction and doing well. But there's, you know, this is a really hot space, the just property management, prop tech in general. So that's a big one. And, you know, there's so many people that live in, you know, like, I mean, if you look in downtown anywhere and like some 28 story apartment complex, it's a lot of people with a lot of needs and a lot of requests. And if you start looking past them, you can end up like that building in Miami that fell over, you know, it's like, I mean, some of this stuff's pretty critical and I think it's a cool solution and, you know, and I think it's great. So, all right, next. One of my favorite founders anywhere, Tesseract. and John Bouchard. John has become a friend of mine over the last couple years and someone I really enjoy spending time with. John's the CEO and founder of Tesseract. They mainly do robotics, but they do a lot of stuff. They even have they have four different studios. They have Cyber Physical, they have a Future Lab, they have Experiential Entertainment, and then another one called Human Things. So Experiential Entertainment, so John's a toy inventor. John used to work every day with Stan Lee of Marvel and help them figure out when and how they'd, you know, here comes Stan Lee and say, hey, John, here's this character. What can we do with it? Okay, we can make a toy. We can make a game. We can do this. We can do that. We can do a lot of different things. And then they make it happen. Now, one of the things that's super cool that John just put out there is the Tiny TV. Have you seen these little TVs and they're decade specific? So like you get one from like, I don't know, when was Friends out? In the 2000s?
Let's say 90s.
And like it's a little tiny TV that you can sit on your desk and it has a remote and it'll like play things. So the one he gave me for Christmas had South Park on it. Yeah. So John's one of our featured founders this month, and you can hear all about it. We talked about entrepreneur superpowers. John's just a very interesting guy. He was also basically on the team that invented the intellectual property that powers the Roomba.
Is he also part cyborg?
Maybe. It's really possible. But yeah, so then, but the Tesseract with the robotic stuff that they do a lot. They have a thing called Prism, which is a little unit that a construction worker can clip onto them that I never realized that how difficult it actually is to, all right. So Matt, if we're working on that 28 story apartment complex that I mentioned a few minutes ago, but it's still just frames and girders, knowing that where you are, like, where's Matt? Is he on the 14th floor? Is he on the 10th floor? Is he even on the job site? And so that the Prism helps track where people are at, clock them in, clock them out, do a lot of different stuff. And I mean, they just do a lot of really neat stuff. And I mean, a kind of a mad scientist, crazy inventor on some days, and, you know, just a really cool team. I mean, I'm excited to have companies like this in Kansas City because they just do some really, really neat stuff.
All right. So next on the list is a company that is definitely leading edge in one of the most popular types of technology these days, which is artificial intelligence, a company called Torch.ai. They've got a bunch of different products and solutions that are specific to different problems and industries to help, you know, using AI. And there's a lot of things that AI can be used for. And it's pretty incredible some of the things it's used for. I mean, we all use it every day and we don't even know it in regards to using, you know, the cameras and looking at photos on our phone and all that stuff, right? It uses a lot of AI actually behind the scenes. But there's a lot of uses for AI in business related things. And they're helping solve a lot of those problems for different industries and verticals. So pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, this is a hot space. And this is a company that makes a lot of headlines locally. They just acquired another company I just read about this week. So congratulations to CEO Brian Weaver and their team. And this is a company that's raised $30 million. And I would imagine probably has rounds in the future lined up. So, you know, you talk about, I think AI is such an interesting thing, Matt, because I think, like you said, I think we hear about it. No one really knows, like the very few people actually know what it does, yeah, how it works, or what it's good for. But it's really in like pretty much everything you do if you use modern devices.
Yeah, and we don't even know, right? Like if you go to Google Photos and you search for house and somehow or another pictures of houses show up, right? Like that's all AI from, you know, scanning all your pictures and knows that they have houses in them. Like that's AI. It's used for a lot of different things.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things in this case, you know, where you talk about AI and cloud solutions and, you know, basically what the offer. Okay. So I mentioned not, it's like nobody knows how it really works. So companies like Torch, you go to torch.ai if you want to learn more about them. So they're talking about offering pre-trained machine learning models for things like optical character recognition.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you would read a document. That's how you scan a document and know that it says, hi, Matt, I want to get paid more. Thank you, Matt. That's optical character recognition, which, by the way, was originally invented to help the blind read what was on a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
your natural language processing. Hey, yep. Hey, Watson, go get me a drink. Or wait, was that Alexa or Siri?
Alexa. Yeah, that's an example doesn't of something IBM, that people use every day.
Doesn't IBM have an AI called Watson?
They do.
You should talk to them about that license.
And it will beat you at Jeopardy. Like,
I would hope so. I would hope so. That's like saying Wikipedia is smarter than me. It should be. Do you know Wikipedia comes up on the first page of like 7 out of 10 Google searches? Like,
that's crazy.
That's SEO. All right. So other things too, you talk about sentiment analysis and like how all this stuff, like this is like the future, people. And you know, when hey Siri, and you know, or whatever, and now my phone just,
well,
But there's AI in this that, you know, and seeing this evolve. And I think the main thing is like you mentioned, like the pre-trained stuff. Like,
well, okay, I don't want another hot topic that really relates these days is social media and all the stuff that goes on with people getting banned and blocked and what people say and all that. I mean, you got companies like Facebook that use AI very heavily to figure out, are you talking about a, you know, COVID in a positive way or a negative way, and should we suppress that or not suppress that? And and we all are impacted by that on a daily basis, whether we know it or not. And you know, I've had friends that on Facebook have had said things like Russia sucks, and then they get banned for 3 days. And you just never know in social media these days. And AI is used very heavily on that for sure.
Well, this is an example of sentiment analysis. Hey, Matt, you did a really great job. You did a really great job. That the sentiment there is two very different things, right? Like there's sarcasm. The robot on Star Trek The Next Generation really struggled with sentiment analysis, didn't he? He like didn't understand. What was his name? Data?
Well, he didn't have any emotions.
He didn't know how to understand sarcasm, so everything was literal.
Yeah, and that's the problem. So much of language is tone and body language that doesn't come across in text.
If they would have just plugged Torch into that robot, he would have been fine. All right. Last on the list, but certainly not least. In fact, one of Kansas City's most successful founders, along with you, Matt Watson, along with you. You're on that list, but I know you know Ridham and Doss. You know, you guys had exits back in the day in a similar time frame, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. He was part of the iVerify team.
Yeah. iVerify, which was a leader in what was that, like retinal scan technology, probably also all driven by AI at this point. But Doss, as most people know him and refer to him, is the founder of Triple Blind. And Triple Blind is a private data sharing company developing cryptographic platform to share, leverage, and monetize regulated data. So basically like mega encryption to help the data that the world can't seem to keep private, to keep it private.
Well, and this is super valuable. And these guys have gotten a lot of headlines lately. And, you know, as somebody who has worked around, you know, companies that are very sensitive around data security, right? And GDPR and all these things, it makes it harder and harder to do things with your data, right? And so they're trying to solve that problem of how do we take our customer data and do things with it without exposing
not be afraid to even have it.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, and we go through that at Full Scale all the time. And as a quick reminder, after Company 11, today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by fullscale.io. I've shared some interesting stories. When DOS first started Triple Blind, I reached out because I was like, maybe I can sign him up as a client at Full Scale. And he said, well, I've already got 15 people working on this. I said, great. Where are they from? Mainly Harvard and MIT. I was like, okay, let me know how that goes and get back to me if you need some more help. So you clearly have the top minds working on this, but I mean, that's really the level that they're at. And they're doing some really significant stuff, some significant funding announcements here. I think they started off with a couple million and wasn't it like a 30 million round? Our notes here say 32.2, but I think 30 of that came
they're growing in the fast.
First half of this year.
Growing very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, Doss is just a great guy too. Like, very accommodating, very nice person, and someone that still needs to show up and be on the show. Doss, you've been telling me for 3 years you're going to come on the show. It's time.
Come on.
I know. We should maybe, if we'll encrypt that invite, send it to him, and if he can break the code, then you can be on the show. There you go. That's the new offer for that. But so, Matt, you know, here. Hometown list. I mean, who stands out on this? Who are some of your faves?
There's a lot of great companies here. I really like what Triple Blind is doing as somebody that's been around, you know, data privacy and data stuff a lot and understands the problems with it. I'm a data guy at heart. I definitely appreciate what they do, the problem they're trying to solve. But Okay. Out of all these companies on this list, I've used Bungie several times. So I'm a Bungie customer for sure. I love what they do too.
This is a tough question for me to answer in an unbiased way, because most of these people are friends. Some of them are clients. Not going to mention who, because we don't do that. Peers, people I admire, people that have been big supporters. Tesseract has actually been a sponsor
of
Startup Hustle. Thank you, John. You know, so it's kind of hard. I love what so many of these folks do, and it's such a wide variety. Like, I want to commend Donald Hawkins for just, like, he gets the Perseverance Award, man. Like, just stayed after it, and he is passionate about that solution. I think that that's really cool. I love the utility of something like Bungie, too. Like, you know, like, I used to have a pickup truck forever. Yeah, I used to have a pickup truck forever, and of course, I never felt like I used it a whole lot. And then when I didn't have it, I always needed it. So I love the utility of that. I am a huge Homebase fan. Now, someone from that company is on an episode and did actually mention that we've worked with them for years. So we don't mind mentioning that. Thank you. I've just gained a huge appreciation for what they do. I like Triple Blind and Tesseract. I can't just pick one, man. I can't on a hometown show. I just can't. Tesseract John just has such an innovative mind and isn't afraid. Like, we always talk about not chasing shiny things. Like, he'll invent a tiny TV or a robot, you know, and just like, I mean, whatever. And as someone, you know, there's very few people that I will always answer their call, no matter what I'm doing, where I'm at, or who I'm with. John's one of those people. So, and he's also someone that I appreciated reached out to me specifically recently after the typhoon in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make sure I was doing okay.
Yeah.
He's like, I know that there's a lot of mess to clean up, but are you doing okay? Because this could be stressful for you. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. I'm stressed about everyone else being fine. So, yeah, I mean, a lot. I mean, dude, this is a good list.
It is a good list.
Like an A-plus list. I mean, it really, really is.
And there are a lot of other companies that could have been on this list. I mean, there are a lot of good things going on in Kansas City.
There was some tight competition here, and we didn't want it to be too broad. We wanted to get to 10, and we just couldn't get the 11th off. So we're like, okay, so it'll be a list of 11 this year. But yeah, and you know, as we kind of round out the show here, I mean, thank you for so many of these people for being on the show a bunch of times. Yeah. Ben's been on it. Donald multiple times. Blake or someone from Homebase multiple times. Modern Health a couple times. Dave Embry of Milo. Listen to the upcoming episode with John. I think that was a really... we didn't talk much about Tesseract. We talked about being entrepreneurs and how that's sometimes how the things that you feel you have, that your superpowers as an entrepreneur are also your kryptonite on many days. I mean, and that's a real thing, you know, that's trying to keep it real. I'm looking forward to having the other folks that, you know, we're working hard. Doss was going to be on the show with Triple Blind and was in Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
When I wanted, I was like, dude, we can move the time. And I'm like, and then I said, so we can move the time. And then I was like, dot, dot, dot. And what time is it there anyway? So clear. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I think that I'm proud to have this kind of cool stuff going on. So, you know, you look at Kansas City and all of its lack of glitz and glamour. I mean, if this is what's going on here, it's going on everywhere. I think it's really exciting for startups. I think it's really exciting for entrepreneurs. I think it's really exciting for the future in America to just have this level of innovation going on.
Yep. A lot of cool stuff going on, man.
So the goal now for 2022 is for you and I to start 10 new companies that will all, with merit, make it onto the 2023 list.
That sounds like too much work.
I'm busy at full scale, bro. So I'm going to need you to do at least 9.5 of those.
Okay, fine. Put me down for 9.
Awesome. I'm going to end the episode because you got a lot of shit to do, man. I'll see you down the road. Later.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.